ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Nauru's also got a relatively new leader. The new president too has taken a swipe at his predecessors during his first public comments on the global stage. During his address at the opening of the UN General Assembly in New York, Lionel Ungamia said that too many of his people had been left behind by economic collapse and stagnation. He said that improving Nauru's education and health systems and also addressing the challenges posed by climate change would be his government's highest priorities. With more, here is Liam Fox.
In a place known for its diplomacy, Lionel Ungamia spoke bluntly when describing the situation in Nauru and the challenges facing his administration.
After an economic collapse followed by many years of stagnation, far too many Nauruans have been left behind and they are hungry for improvements in the quality of their lives. It is the highest priority of my administration to restore to them what has been lost, to return what has been taken, and to deliver on the promises that have gone unfulfilled for too long.
He's occupied the presidency for just over a month and sought to draw a line under the leadership of his predecessor, Baron Wanga. Mr. Wanga's 6 years in power were marked by a deterioration in the rule of law and persecution of political opponents. In New York, Mr. Ungamia said the recent election results showed Nauruans have had enough.
Just last month, we held elections that saw over half the seats in Parliament change hands. The people of Nauru have spoken loud and clear, and they are seeking change.
The immediate priorities for his administration are health and education. The country's education system, Mr. Ungamia said, had deteriorated badly in recent years.
Teacher retention is a persistent challenge, and student truancy has risen to alarming levels. Also, the lack of good job opportunities that require a diploma has led some families to question the value of a quality education.
An important part of improvements will be to incorporate Nauruan language and culture into the curriculum. On the issue of health, he said too many people were being lost to non-communicable diseases like diabetes.
We are losing our loved ones and their expertise. We are losing our history. We will require multilateral assistance or we risk losing our future as well.
Like other Pacific leaders who addressed the General Assembly, Mr. Ungamia highlighted the effect climate change is already having and will continue to have on his home. Alongside rising sea levels and more intense droughts, he said the potential impact on the Pacific's tuna fishery threatens Nauru and others with economic Armageddon.
Nauru supports a proposal by the Pacific Small Island Developing States to appoint a UN Special Representative on Climate and Security, whose work must begin with an assessment of the UN's capacity to respond to climate disasters.
Despite the major challenges, the President said there are reasons for optimism. One is a major redevelopment of the country's main port, begun under the previous government, which Mr. Ungamia predicts will generate significant employment and business opportunities for locals. Another is what's called the Higher Ground Initiative, a plan to move housing and critical infrastructure away from the vulnerable coastline to the undeveloped interior of the island.
A new port facility and the Higher Ground Initiative, along with an aggressive push on renewable energy and efficiency, serve as the major cornerstones of a sustainable development strategy that has the potential to create good jobs, generate new revenue streams, and radically improve our fiscal situation.
Moving from domestic to international affairs, and in the wake of the recent decisions by Solomon Islands and Kiribati to ditch diplomatic relations with Taiwan in favour of China, Mr. Ungamia indicated Nauru would not be following suit.
We call on the United Nations to embrace willing and capable partners like Taiwan. Taiwan is ready to share the experience it has accumulated in reaching the level of success with its partner countries, including Nauru.
In what might be seen by some as another dig at his predecessor, Mr. Ungamia said Nauru, under his leadership, would be a champion for the weak and voiceless.